Well, you had two great ones right there. The Righteous Bros, 1962, Little Latin Doopaloo, preceded many covers of the song, notably Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels in 1966. Bill Medley wrote the song when he was 19. He was the tall guy in the Righteous Brothers. Reached number 49 on the Hot 100. How about that? Bill Medley wrote that song. The next one you heard, Marianne Faithfull, 1964, As Tears Go By. Yes, Faithfull began her singing career that year in 1964. Here I got out of, I didn't escape. I graduated. Ha! Dearif High School in Allentown. All right, Faithfull began her singing career in 1964, landing her first gigs as a folk music performer in coffee houses. She soon began taking part in London's exploding social scene. In early 1964, she attended a Rolling Stones launch party with artist John Dunbar and met Andrew Luge Oldham, who discovered her. Her first major release, As Tears Go By, written and composed by, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Oldham, and became a chart success. The Rolling Stones recorded their own version 1 year later, which became one of their biggest hits. All right. Super songs, super singers. Boy, you get them all right here on the 60sofficialsite.com. Now, here's a song that's been done a few times. Let's listen to this one, and then we'll talk about it. It's by Them. Not the movie monster, Them. Remember that movie, Them? Okay, this is a group called Them singing, and we'll dedicate this to Gloria. Yeah, over at Falls Church, Virginia. Yeah. Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria. Here it goes. All right, Gloria, Them, 1964. Did you like that, Gloria, there in Virginia? 1964, written and performed by Van Morrison and his group, Them. In the United States, the Shadows of Night released their own version in December 1965, later included in the album Gloria. Reached number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1966, topping the original in the U.S., only in areas where Them's version them's version. Boy, I knew some English teachers wouldn't like that. Could not be played because it contained the words, "She comes to my room." Oh, boy. Some radio stations objected to this, most notably Chicago station WLS. Yep, a big one. The Chicago-based band Shadows of Night's version replaced this line with, "She calls out my name." She comes to my room, she calls out my name. Okay, well, whatever. That's the story about Gloria by them, 1964. Great song. I liked it, you liked it, we all liked it. Okay, Bring It On Home to Me we're going to listen to now by Sam Cooke, 1962. The song was the B-side to Having a Party. We remember that. The song peaked at number 2 on Billboard's Hot R&B Sides, Rhythm and Blues Sides chart, and also charted at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song has become a pop standard covered by numerous artists of different genres, including The Animals' 1965 hit. It is one of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Yeah. Sam Cooke, Bring It On Home to Me.
Thank you. You're listening to Neil Stevens, playing your kind of music from the small records of the big holes.
Okay, we heard three there. We started it, Bring It On Home to Me, Sam Cooke, 1962. We then played after that. Well, we talked about that. Then we played I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Gladys Knight and the Pips, 1967. And, of course, Marvin Gaye hit number one with this song in 1968. Wow, Marvin Gaye. Yeah, I just heard something. I believe I heard it on TV. Marvin Gaye singing that song, and there's no sound backup. There's no band. It's just Marvin Gaye and his great voice singing I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Boy, that's something to listen to, huh? Whew. Well, I did. I heard it. Okay, and then we finished up the third one right there. Money, That's What I Want. Barrett Strong, 1959. And this was the first song released under the Gordy's Motown Enterprise Company, part of Motown, of course. The Beatles recorded Money in 7 takes on July 18, 1963 with their usual lineup. A series of piano overdubs was later added by producer George Martin. Whoa. The song was released in November 1963 as the final track on their second UK album with the Beatles. The Kingsmen also released their version of Money. I guess everybody's looking for the green stuff and figured, well, if they record it, they might make some good green stuff. Okay, moving right along here. Neil Stevens playing them for you. And, of course, Carl the DJ's racking them up on the turntables. Yep. You know, I was trying to find out what the big hole is called in the middle of a 45 RPM record. Anybody know what that is? Hey, if you do, send Carl a... an email, you know, at the 60s official site at Verizon.net. Send Carl an email. What's the name of that hole? What do they call that hole? Now, people were saying adapter and whatever. Those are the things that go in the hole to make the record fit, if it needs to, on turntable. Okay, we don't get the name of the hole. All right, let's move on from 1953. Crying in the Chapel, a song written by Artie Glenn for his son Daryl to sing. Daryl recorded it while still in high school in 53, along with Artie's band, the Rhythm Riders. Song was rejected by Hill and Range Songs and Acuff Rose Music. The song was eventually published by Valley Publishers, which also released the single featuring Daryl Glenn. It became a local hit, and then it went nationwide. The original version of the song, Valley 105, was issued in May 1953. The song became one of the most covered of 1953. The R&B group, the Orioles, recorded a cover version of the song, which became a major success in 1953. The Orioles' version went to number 1 on the R&B chart and number 11 on the pop chart. A lot of information here. It was included on the soundtrack album for the film American Graffiti. Elvis recorded Crying in the Chapel in 1960, but was not released as a single for 5 years. It became the biggest hit since 1962's Return to Sender. So, yes, there you go. Here it is, Crying in the Chapel, Daryl Glenn.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment now. I am happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. We gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord.
Sing and praise the Lord.
Every sinner looks for something that will put his heart at ease. There is only one true answer. He must get down on his knees. You'll search, but you'll never find take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the
Hey, Dirty's Crying in the Chapel, Daryl Glenn right here on Soundtrack of the 60s. Yeah, we're playing oldies here. I mean, real oldies. These are, in some cases, the original songs. I mean, this is great. Love hearing these songs from, you know, we have our favorites, and, well, where did some of them come from? And we're learning you right now, we sure are. Bobby Helms, in 1957, had one of the greats, My Special Angel. a popular song by Jimmy Duncan, published in 57. The song first recorded by the Sunnyland Trio, released by them in 1957, and was a crossover hit that year for Bobby Helms. My Special Angel, which Bobby Helms recorded in July 1957, peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and spent 4 weeks at number 1 on the U.S. country music chart. The single made the R&B chart as well, peaking at number 8. The song was revived in 1968 by the Vogues, sure was, with their version reaching number 7 on the Hot 100 chart. Well, here's Bobby Helms. Let's give it a turn. My Special Angel, Bobby Helms, 1957. We told you all about that. And a song called Respect. Yes, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Otis Redding, 1965. He wrote it, and it was released in 1967 by Aretha Franklin. Let's give this a listen. Otis Redding, Respect.